Hello, thank you for having me back on for Book Club, and also huge welcome to Danny. It is sad to say goodbye to Willy, but amazing to be welcoming Danny. And so, hey, Danny, it's incredible to be here. Thank you for having me on for Book Club. And since we're welcoming you to Brekkie, like, it kind of got me feeling a little nostalgic about Book Club's involvement with the 2SER Breakfast Show. It's a history that extends back about 6 years. I think. Feeling old right now. Way back when Nick Healy was hosting, he brought me along from our regular weekend book chats. And Tuesday Book Club was born, and now, like some sort of community radio time lord, we've had multiple regenerations from Nick to Tess to Alex to Willy, bringing us to you, Danny. So in honor of my nostalgia, I'm going to look back in order to look forward. And that's because one of my favourite Australian authors, Solari Gentile, has a new book out. Solari is well known and loved for her Roland Sinclair mystery set in 1930s Australia. Her new novel, however, it's a standalone, it's called The Woman in the Library, and it promises to be a real page-turning whodunit. I haven't read it though, sorry. But look, a few years back, Solari released another standalone page-turner that absolutely knocked me out with its clever ideas and mind-bending twists. And so, until I can get to you with the latest Solari Gentile, which is called The Woman in the Library, I'm going to offer up my thoughts on her 2017 novel, Crossing the Lines. Madeleine de Leon is a crime novelist searching for her next big mystery to write. Ned McGinnity is a literary enfant terrible waiting for his muse to strike. Madeleine is intrigued by the voice in her head. Could it be her next detective? He's a novelist, arrogant, the type who would only write so-called serious literature. Only he's got himself embroiled in a murder, the sort he would never deem to write about, but one that he must solve in order to save his friend. Ned doesn't do genre, wouldn't stoop to conquer, until he stumbles on the almost too delicious temptation of writing a protagonist crime author becoming embroiled in a mystery. Crossing the Lines unravels through entwined chapters of Madeleine and Ned writing each other's stories and slowly sinking deeper into the pool of the mystery. Ned is beset by danger from every quarter as he races to solve the mystery of the editor and critic, a man who destroyed his first novel. Madeleine is vexed by the possibility that she may be losing her mind. In Crossing the Lines, Solari Gentile asks and tantalizingly hints at many a reader's questions about the writer's creative process. Madeleine and Ned are the voices in each other's heads, and both need each other to finish the story. They must give themselves over to the story, and only through visiting this other life can they get their words onto the page. Now, often when I speak to authors, they tell of characters that occupy their own space in the world. Crossing the Lines challenges the reader with the horrifying possibility that this voice may take on a life of its own. It's a special thing to be able to delve into the writing process, and I can only imagine what it must be to find yourself in the middle of it, becoming a vessel for the action to be transferred onto the page. The reader may well find themselves asking, is Solari fully in control of her creations? Between Madeleine, Solari and Ned, we see not only a crossing of lines, but a blurring as reality infuses itself with the narrative and the mystery becomes more intense for being written as we read it. Crossing the Lines is a smart, edgy, psychological thriller. It's also a literary romp, perfect for people who love their reading a little bit meta. And so that was Solari Gentile's Crossing the Lines. It's a 2017 classic. It was also an encore. I jazzed it up with some tidier writing and a little bit more audio skill. Yep, I hope I have improved and that I've brought something new to this. And look, once again, huge welcome, Danny. If anyone, Danny, yourself, anyone out there listening, if you want to revisit more book clubs, they are available on 2SER.com and on the Final Draft podcast. Thank you for having me in for Book Club. I'll be back next week. Till then, happy reading. Bye for now.